thing that we would see in today's gospel, some cures of our Lord. Actually, we see two, and they are the result of great faith, the faith of the synagogue leader, the synagogue official, and the faith of the woman who touches our Lord without even asking, just, oh, if I can just touch his cloak, I'll be healed. And of course, when the lady does that, she's afraid when they all start looking for her. Our Lord asks, well, who did that? And she immediately tells him. And note our Lord's response, your faith has saved you. Actually, I think there's a little bit more. Go in peace, he adds, and be cured of your affliction. Go in peace. He was not, when he asked who did that, seeking to rebuke anyone, but simply to reward the woman who did it because of her faith. Then we have the cure of the daughter of Jairus. Jairus had that faith at least to ask our Lord. He'd been hearing that he could cure with miracles, as it were. And so he asked our Lord, and our Lord went with him at once, but of course it got delayed by the other woman. Now he gets her, don't bother the teacher anymore, she's already dead, it's too late. There the faith was lacking, but not Jairus. And our Lord went in and raised the daughter. Interesting, I say, because today we celebrate Memorial of St. Blaise, who also had that faith strong enough to be martyred for it. The tradition is, there was a woman who had a son who ate a fish, who was eating fish, and the bone got stuck in his throat. And she took him to St. Blaise, and he cured her by blessing his, cured him, sorry, by blessing his throat. And that is why we have that tradition still today. We're on today, we bless the throats with the candles that were blessed yesterday. Again, it's an expression of our faith. Does that mean we're going to be automatically cured of any ailments and any deliverance? We pray for that, yes. When we express our faith in our Lord that he can, yes. But of course, we must always accept it as whatever comes. That's the will of our Lord, that's the best thing for us. Right? Even if it means trial and suffering, it will. But that doesn't mean our Lord can't work miracles, he can. And if that's the better thing for us, he will. So it doesn't hurt to ask, we can ask. We can always ask. But let us always be resigned as well to his will. We are still then expressing our faith in him, our faith, that in the end we will be rewarded with that peace that our Lord has invoked, that's passed on to the lady that was cured. That peace in the faith that will save us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.